Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Siane.
And I'm Sophie.
This is Conspiracy Minute,
where we each talk about a conspiracy theory for 1 minute.
Let's dive in.
Disclaimer, these are just theories. Please do not come for us.
So first we have my theory, which is that Shakespeare didn't write any of his own work. Siane, start the timer. Okay, so basically, he didn't write any of his work. And any mention of him in history, it was about how him and his family were poor, and his family was all illiterate, so it's kind of unlikely that he would also be literate. And also, on every document that historians have found of his, where his name is written on it, he wrote his name differently and, like, spelled it differently on every single one. And, like, the final thing is, too, like, specifically about him, is that he didn't mention any of his work when he was, like, writing his will. Like, there's no mention of it at all. He didn't dedicate it to everyone or anything like that. But then as for who actually did it, it was Sir Francis Bacon. Sorry, but his work was very similar to Shakespeare. He was very well educated and head of a literary society, and he traveled often, which were all subjects of Shakespeare's play. And then finally, any references to Shakespeare only mention him as an actor. Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have Rachel's theory. Whenever you're ready, Siane, start the timer.
Okay, so my theory is on water fluoridation, and that's putting fluoride in our water, in our schools, and our tap water at home. And basically, the theory is that it could be used as a form of mind control or some sort of mind altercation. It was used in the Holocaust against the Jews to pacify them, so making them less likely to, like, uprise and, like, be violent, so that they would be more easy to, like, influence and do whatever they want. So what if the government is doing this now to us to make us think certain things or whatever? And in the 90s or in the 1950s and 60s, people thought that fluoridation was like a communist plot. Anyways, the long-term effects of fluoridation can include dental fluorosis, skeletal fluorosis, and also weakened bones. And this is like proven, and there are 3 outbreaks of fluoride poisoning in the U.S. between 1991 and 98. So basically, the government is controlling our minds.
Okay, finally, we have Siane's theory. I'm starting the timer in 3, 2, 1. Go.
So my conspiracy theory is a pretty popular one, the Malaysia Airline Flight 370 disappearance. On March 8, 2014, around 227 passengers were lost. Some say they're missing, an alien abduction, or even an international kidnapping. The trip was from Malaysia to Beijing, and the plane took many turns back to Malaysia, actually, and then turned a few more, and then finally went south towards the Indian Ocean for 5 hours. One theory is that the plane went into decompression and lost cabin pressure, leaving the passengers and crew unconscious and the plane in autopilot for 5 hours, then leading to a crash into the ocean. Another theory is that a meteor hit the plane. There was a known meteor around the time, and the plane around the time the plane took off and made it change its path. Leading the plane to land on a rock island, Pulau Perak, and that the passengers are still alive. Another theory was that the pilot was committing suicide, as his last words were, "Goodnight, Malaysia 370. No evidence leads to this or supports this claim.
So that's basically it. Once again, we are
Rachel,
Sophie,
Siane,
and thank you for listening to Conspiracy Minute. Bye.
See you next time.